My name is Trevor Harris from KBIA in Columbia, Missouri. Following are some selections from the KBIA program Thinking Out Loud, which airs on Tuesday evenings and is archived on our website, kbia.org. The selections include some productions by me and some from my colleague, Darren Helwich.
It's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA, and we've got a couple of very special guests in our studio today. The doctors are Bowen and Karen Lofton, the Chancellor and First Lady of the University of Missouri Columbia campus.
When I was about 16 years old, going to high school in a very small town, I'm not sure why it happened. One day an epiphany came along, and I decided I want to be a college professor. I really wanted to do that. And that was my junior year in high school. It was one of those situations where I didn't know much about it, but I looked into it. I really did some research, what it would take to get there. And so that's kind of how it started out. It was never an intent to be an administrator, to be really a college professor, teacher, researcher. That's what I wanted to do, and I got there in a very deliberate kind of way. Administration was kind of foisted off on me, and so I never really intended to be an administrator.
Hello, and welcome to a Thinking Out Loud special, Title IX at Missouri. We're going to be talking about gender equity in higher education and education as a whole, and in particular here at the University of Missouri. We've got a panel of special guests for this conversation this evening. I've got some experience in public health myself on the Board of Health here in Boone County, and I know that that's been something that the medical community, law enforcement, everybody has been dealing with, not just on campus, but in society as a whole. It's a very difficult situation, and sometimes getting people to just report what's happened can be very challenging.
Usually it's someone else in some cases, in probably more cases than not, individuals. Someone who cares about them, or bystander, another student, or other individuals. So those reports don't always and don't necessarily come from the individual who has recipient of the domestic violence or the sexual assault.
Thinking Out Loud from KBIA, tonight we're going to meet a woman from here in Columbia that's really got a remarkable story. Just about a year ago, she took a trip from the headwaters of the Missouri River Basin to the Missouri, all the way down the Missouri River to St. Louis, and then down the Mississippi into New Orleans. So it's really a fun, incredible story.
I was looking for an adventure. I have some history of extreme sports adventures from my youth. I've been kind of searching, and I've been getting into paddling quite a bit and making a lot of paddling friends, and one in particular just sort of watered a seed that was planted quite a while ago and got me thinking about being the first woman to paddle down the Missouri-Mississippi River system from source to sea.
I formed the Undercurrents, I don't know, about 3 years ago, and we've gone through, I don't even know how many members now, it's hard to but the current lineup right now is Caitlin Lucan on cello, Linda Bott on bass, and Phil Sean Johnson on drums, which is our only original member, Phil Sean and I.
Love Novinger, you're pro Novinger all the way, and you've raised your kids here, and you love your kids, and you want them to be successful, and they go away to school, and you'd love to have them back, maybe. How is that?
Well,
we don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
It's just hard right now because my daughter is leaving.
Yeah.
Let me regroup here. I never expected my kids to live immediately here because there weren't any jobs. And to do what they wanted to do, I just knew they were going to live somewhere else. You know, I feel very lucky because I have some really good friends and that I've known forever, and we get together. You know, I listen to their woes about their kids and things that go on with them, and I just know how lucky I am. So, yeah.
You raised them right.
They're out doing what they're supposed to do, and I'm here doing what I'm supposed to do.
For Darren Helwidge, I'm Trevor Harris. Thanks for taking a listen to some segments from KBIA's Thinking Out Loud.